Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Oscillating Sunday, one of the most sensational first halves in Game 7 history. 130-109 over the Knicks in the Garden on Sunday, advancing now to the Eastern Conference Finals for a first time in 10 years. Let's just kind of put it like this. 24 minutes to a half, Pacers missed only 9 of 38 shots. That's 76%. Highest in postseason since 1997 when the NBA began keeping detailed play-by-play for all four quarters. Pacer head man Rick Carlisle
told our team, when you win a Game 7 in Madison Square Garden, you've made history. Very, very difficult to do. This is the most raucous crowd in the NBA that I've seen. And we're going to Boston, and you know Boston's up there too. But congrats to our guys. They won this game and really won the series with just a lot of competitive class. They really supported one another. Things get very difficult. Our guys stuck together. This group really, when things get tough, they just problem-solved their way through it and really kept the energy from within.
Pacer head man Rick Carlisle taking his team to Boston for games 1 and 2 on Tuesday and Thursday nights of this week. Tip-off will be at 8 o'clock. By the way, 67% for the game, an NBA playoff record.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So for a Big Ten record 11th straight year, Jeff Mercer's Baseball 9, the Hoosiers in the Big Ten Double Elimination Tournament out in Omaha, which starts for them tomorrow morning bright and early at 11 against Purdue. Indiana, the 3 seed, getting to the 30 win mark for the 11th time in the past 12 full seasons, taking 2 out of 3 this past weekend from Michigan. It was the 6th series win of the year, and I tell you, the pitching staff, including the bullpen, conceding just hardly anything. Just 9 runs spread out over the weekend. A quartet of Hoosier hurlers gave up only 3 hits, 3 earned runs, and 17 strikeouts, a new season high. And as Coach Jeff was telling me,
Ty's been a really good starter for us. Connor's been a good starter since he's been back in there again. But our bullpen has really solidified, given us a chance to win every game we walk on the field.
Indiana swept Purdue over in West Lafayette not many weeks ago, and Ty Bothwell got things rolling along with Connor Foley, getting 2 of those 3 wins, and Bothwell will get the start tomorrow morning against the Boilermakers. All of the Big Ten tournament games will be on the Big Ten Network. Our thought for this day: the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.